The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You've tuned in to Columbia Calling, your first stop for everything you want to know about Columbia. How and where to invest, where to visit. From the Pacific to the Caribbean, the Andes Mountains to the Amazon jungle, Columbia has a slice of everything. Shooting from the hip, answering the questions that need answering. Here's your host, the journalist and hotelier Richard McCall, shedding some light on the fashionable South American destination of Colombia.
It's that time of the week again, folks. It's me, your host, Richard McCall, here in Bogota, Colombia. This is episode 203 of Colombia Calling, and we're taking a different tact this week. I'm here in the Casa 95 apartments, so some apartment suite type places here in uptown Bogota. Very nice place. And this week, and I've been talking about it a bit in previous podcasts, but this week we are hosting here, September the 30th, the Movable Fiesta, a play on words, of course, those of you who know Hemingway, a movable feast, but it's a movable fiesta organized by Karen Atman, Vicky Kellaway, Susie Hoban, and to a small part myself. But yes, it's a cultural fair of all sorts that we've decided to set up this week, this Saturday, to have an ability for those of us who perhaps can't break into the mainstream due to various situations here in Colombia, you know, just to celebrate a little bit something of the culture that's out there, not only by Colombians, but also by those in the expat community. So, I mean, we're here today, we have Susie Hoban of the Colombia Chocolate Club, and she'll be selling artisanal chocolates and, of course, information about her tours, a chocolate chocolate tasting workshops and so on. And we've got the Bogota Anglo Theatre, who will be doing a monologue or two, a little bit more about that later. We've got those people selling the Irish Gabo book. You'll remember that as a book that I helped edit and contributed to. Vicky Kellaway will be selling Comedy of Errors, Columbia Comedy of Errors. The Bogota Writers will be selling the copy of their new book, Flavors of Bogota, which is the website, an excellent website resource for restaurants and food in Colombia, by Karen Atman. She'll be here as well as selling her book, Permission to Slurp, and talking all about her coffee tours. We've got Fets Wiestra, the Dutch photographer, who's here. He's been on the show before as well, and he's selling his wares. We've got Annika, an artist from the US, with her paintings outside. Jenny Levitt, who was on an episode over a year ago, who's now got the licensing for her, let's say how wonderful soda drinks, but a completely environmentally friendly, no toxins, nothing. So made with things such as passion fruit and mango and so on. Lulo, excellent stuff on offer. The Bogota Post will be here showing their wares as well. Will Lure Magazine with copies of their issues too, and not to forget, but of course, the book that I worked on with the guys from Five Bogota and Chalo Bogota Through the Five Senses, the bilingual new walking tour guide to Bogota. So Bogota, Los Cinco Sentidos de Bogota, Bogota Through the Five Senses, will be on sale too. And so we're hoping for a very successful Saturday here. Of course, nerves are a little bit on edge because we're not entirely sure if people are going to show up. I mean, you always have a lot of people saying on Facebook and email that they're coming along, but who knows what happens in the last minute. And it's much easier just to click like and click attend rather than actually come here and actually see it with your own eyes. But it's a good space, and so there's a good ambience at the moment, so I'm hoping that a lot of you will turn up. And yes, we'll this as I say, this is going to be a slightly different show, because this next segment of the show, segment two, there'll be three segments to this show, but this next segment will be a monologue, an Edward Albee monologue, The Zoo Story by Edward Albee, and it will be acted out by two members of the Bogota Anglo Theatre. I'm sure there'll be a little bit of feedback, but equally, Edward Albee, for those of you who like the theatre, will know him well. So it's about a 10 to 12 minute short play, let's say, put on by the Bogota Anglo Theatre, and it'll be a lot of fun. And that's why I kind of wanted to record this, because it reminds me of listening to radio plays back in the UK on the BBC when I was a kid, or you know, with older members of the family. I still do it to this day, but not perhaps as much as I would like. Of course, podcasts have in a way taken away from that, but yeah, we're just trying something different. And of course, next week we'll be back with 204, and it will be back into the more routine standard recording fashion for Columbia Calling. As you will have noticed, I'm migrating everything from columbiacallingradio.com to my website richardmccall.com, so you can find everything there. I've just found it too hard to manage the websites. Of course, we're always very able on Twitter and Facebook. Get in touch with us there. I've had some more messages over the last few weeks. People wanting to be interviewed, people wanting to meet up for coffees. This is always incredibly flattering, and I love receiving your messages, and I love hearing from all of you out there, even if it's about something you dislike, because of course it helps me plan for the future. Anyway, this is episode 203. This is the movable fiesta episode. I'm going to take a short break, and we'll be back and plunge straight into the Edward Albee play, The Zoo Story, put on by the Bogota Anglo Theatre. I hope you enjoy this. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Mister, I've been to the zoo.
Sorry, were you talking to me?
I went to the zoo, and then I walked until I came here. Have I been walking north?
North? Why, I think so. Let me see.
Is that Fifth Avenue?
Yes, it is.
And where's that cross street over there?
That one.
To the right.
To the right, that one. Okay, that's 74th Street.
And the zoo is around 65th Street. So, I've been walking around.
Yes, it would seem so.
Good or more. But not do more.
We do call it north, but it's northerly.
Well, boy, you're not going to get lung cancer, are you?
No, sir. Not from this.
No, sir. What you'll probably get is cancer of the mouth. And then you'll probably have to wear one of those things Freud wore after they took one whole side of his jaw away. What do they call those things?
A prosthesis?
The very thing. A prostheses. You're an educated man, aren't you? Are you a doctor?
Oh, no. I read about it somewhere. Time magazine, I think.
Well, Time magazine isn't for blockheads.
No, I suppose not.
Boy, I'm glad that's 2007.
Yes.
I don't like the west side of the park much.
Why?
I don't know. Do you mind if we talk?
No. No.
Yes, you do. You do.
No, I really don't.
You do.
Asad said, I don't mind at all. Really.
It's a nice day.
Yes, it is. Lovely. Yeah, I think you said so, didn't you?
You'll read about it in the papers tomorrow if you don't see it on your TV tonight. You have TV, haven't you?
Yes, we have two. One for the children.
You're married.
Why, yes.
Is it a love, for God's sake?
No. Of course it's not.
And you have a wife.
Yes.
And you have children.
Yes, two.
Boys?
No, girls. Both girls.
But you want a boy.
Well, naturally every man wants a son, but...
But that's the way they could be grown.
I wasn't going to say that.
And you're not going to have any more kids, are you?
No. No more kids. Why do you say that? How would you know about that?
The way you cross your legs, perhaps? Something in the voice? Or maybe I'm just guessing. Is it your wife?
That's none of your business, do you understand? Well, you're right. We'll have no more children.
That is the way that you can come.
I guess so.
Well, now, what else?
What were you saying about the zoo? That I'd see or watch?
I'll tell you about it.
Soon.
Do you mind if I ask you questions?
Not really.
I'll tell you why I do it. I don't talk to many people except to say, like, give me a beer, or where's the John? Or what time does the future go on? Or keep your hands to yourself, right? You know, things like that.
I must say, I don't.
But every once in a while, I like to talk to somebody. Really talk. Like to get to know somebody. All about him.
And am I the guinea pig for today?
On a Sunday afternoon like this, who better than a nice married man with two daughters and a dog? No? Two dogs. No, he does. Oh, that's a shame, but you look like an animal man. Cats? But that can't be your idea. No, sir. Your wives and daughters. Is there anything else I should know?
Well, there are two parakeets, one for each of my daughters.
Birds.
Yeah, my daughters keep them in a cage in their bedroom.
Do they carry the seeds? The birds?
I don't believe so.
That's too bad. If they did, you could set them loose in the house. The cats could eat them and die, maybe. And what else? What do you do to support your normal household?
Well, I have an executive position with a small publishing house. We publish textbooks.
That sounds nice. Very nice. What do you make?
Come on, look here.
Come on.
Well, I make around 18,000 a year, but don't carry more than $40 at any one time in case you're a hold up man.
Where do you live? Oh, look. I'm not going to rob you. I'm not going to kidnap your parakeets, your cats, or your daughters.
I live between Lexington and 3rd Avenue on 74th Street.
That wasn't so hard, was it?
I didn't mean to seem like... It's that you don't really carry on a conversation. You just ask questions and... I'm normally reticent. Why do you just stand there?
After walking around a little while. And eventually, I'll sit down. Wait till you see his expression in his face.
What? Whose face? Look here. Is this something about the zoo?
The what?
The zoo. The zoo. Something about the zoo.
Zoo.
You've mentioned it several times.
The zoo. Oh, yes. The zoo. I was there before. I came here. I told you that. Say, what's the dividing line between upper middle class and lower upper middle class?
My dear fellow.
Don't my dear fellow me.
Was I patronizing? I believe it was. I'm sorry, but you see, your question about the classes bewildered me.
And when you are bewildered, you become patronizing.
I don't express myself too well. Sometimes, I've been publishing, not writing.
So bad. The truth is, I was being patronizing.
Come on, you didn't say that.
Right? Who are your favorite writers? Baudelaire and J.P. Moore?
I like a great many writers. I have a considerable catholicity of taste, if I may say so. Those two men are very good, each one on his way. Baudelaire, of course, is by far the finer of the two. But Marcon has a place in our national...
Skip it. Do you know what I did before I went to the zoo today? I walked all the way up Fifth Avenue in Washington Square. All the way.
So you live in the village?
No, I don't. I took the subway down to the village so I could walk all the way up Fifth Avenue to the zoo. It's one of those things a person has to do. Sometimes a person has to go a very long distance out of his way to come back a short distance around.
I thought you lived in the village.
What were you trying to do? Make sense out of things? Bring order? The old pigeon hole bit?
So we've just had a dramatic reading from the Bogota Anglo Theatre, The Zoo Story by Edward Albee. This is episode 203 of Columbia Calling, taking a different route this week and recording live at an event, the Movable Fiesta, here in Bogota, Colombia. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back with further interviews here at this event in Bogota. Thank you for listening. Okay, so after that reading earlier in the show, this episode 203 of Columbia Calling, we're back recording here at the Movable Fiesta. It's a cultural event of some sort that, I've had a little bit to do with, but not a great deal to do with, but it's really the brainchild of Karen Atman, Vicky Kellaway, Susie Hoban, and really their collective tenacity getting it out there and just sorting out a cultural event for those of us who perhaps can't break into established cultural circles here in Bogota and Colombia. And I mean, the event's still going on. It started at 2. It's 5 p.m. now. It's been a real success. Let's get Vicky on the line here. Let's get Vicky Kellaway, the author of Columbia, A Comedy of Errors, and of course, editor and contributor to Irish Gabo and many other things. Look up the Banana Skin Flip Flops blog. Vicky, just tell us, I mean, we never thought it would be this big, or did you?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me back on Columbia Calling. It's lovely to be talking to you again. The short answer is no. We just hope that somebody would come along and perhaps appreciate the contribution that immigrants are making to Bogota. Just as you said, that we're not always in the established cultural circles among Colombians, because most of us write in a different language. So it was just a really good opportunity to kind of come together and show people the work that we're doing. And we just didn't expect this many people, really. I mean, we've been overwhelmed. Almost every person I've spoken to has said, can you please get a bigger venue next year? But actually, I think the venue's been the perfect size. Lots of people very happy walking around with the art and the books and the photographs and the chocolate that they've purchased. And they've just met a load of interesting people. So yeah, it's been a fantastic day. And thank you to everyone who's come along and made it a success.
I really do think it has been a success story. And you know, to get people out on a Saturday, it's not the nicest day here in Bogota. It's kind of overcast. We've had an artist showing her wares in the garden. We have Jenny Levitt, who was on the show about a year ago, who's now got her licensing to be able to, you know, produce these great organic, I would say, flavored waters, soda drinks, Lulo and Mora and other things of this nature. I mean, just really incredible. We've got the Irish Gabo for sale. We've got your other book, the Comedy of Errors. We've got the Bogota writers selling their book, The Tales from Bogota. They've got the Five Senses of Bogota, Bogota Through the Five Senses, which is with Five Bogota. Chalo Chalo. There's the coffee book with Karen Atman. I mean, everyone's of course been on Columbia Calling, but we've got other people, not least Susie Hoban with her chocolate, the Colombian Chocolate Club, that's what it's called. But we've had other people too, and I'm really just amazed at the turnout. I mean, we've got this small venue. We're in the Casa 95, which is great. It's, you know, apartment studio type place. But the venue's small, but the benefit of that is it's always felt like it's full. I mean, there's nothing worse than going to a place and seeing people sort of twiddling their thumbs and the vendors playing with their phones. So it's looked like, you know, everyone has been involved. I mean, it's been awesome.
Yes, it's wonderful. And the great thing about this place is it has a lovely terrace filled with beautiful tropical plants. So there's a place where people can go, sit, relax, have a beer and enjoy and mull over the things they've been talking to people about. So, yeah, well, we're really pleased. I mean, the basic idea is that nobody leaves their home country to go and do nothing. The foreigners who are arriving in Bogota have dreams, they have ambitions, they're willing to work hard. And today is just a representation of all their hard work, their entrepreneurial spirit, their love for the arts. And this is just a great way to be able to share it with people. And of course, when you've got people who are passionate about what they do, of course, it's going to be a great day. So I think the venue has been a fantastic place for us. They are appreciators of art. They've given us a warm welcome and they've helped us do it on a very limited budget, really. And I just think we've found that the ideal home for us, really.
I think that's true. I mean, the thing is, you know, we don't want to spend money on a location because we're all struggling artists, struggling writers, struggling photographers, struggling chocolatiers, struggling everything, and some doing better than others and what have you. But at the same time, it's all about supporting one another, and that's what we're all here doing. I mean, look at that. Where else would you have a monologue of Edward Albee, you know, in a cultural center in the center of Bogota, mid-afternoon on a Saturday? That's what this has been over. open for. And I think I'm very, very firm in the fact that we will do this next year. It will be a bigger event and even more successful. And why not? Why shouldn't we do this? Why shouldn't we promote what we're here to do? And as you say, like you said, we're here participating. We're not an expat crowd sitting around scratching our bellies. We are here contributing to Colombian society, hopefully. So that's my idea, and we're not being very overly political here too, and that's another good thing, because that could happen. I mean, it always could happen, definitely. Colombia's a political place. But I'm particularly impressed with this, and I want it to happen again, and I hope we can use the same place, and I hope we can be, get some more people defined who want to be here, and support small industry, support small producers. There's a lady here who's making the most wonderful Christmas cards. Who'd ever thought Christmas cards? And if I'm not mistaken, there's someone who's selling a book about education practices. I don't know. I mean, I haven't even had time to look at it. And the Bogota Post, they're here as well, showing themselves. And so Lure Magazine with their style of luxury. And, this is good to have this kind of support. And it just shows that this crowd exists. There are things to do. There are people with whom you can work. I think that's great.
And the event obviously is called A Movable Fiesta, so it has that sort of Hemingway slant, and we were inspired by this idea of expats who got together in 1920s Paris and were friends. And what I'd like to build on is, yes, we are all friends here. A lot of us are writing and producing in the English language, but now, given that this event has been such a success, I'd actually like to reach out to people who are writing and producing works in other languages, so we can go beyond our little sort of English language speakers network of sort of immigrants who are artists, who are producing work, and actually branch out more next time. So it'll be interesting, I think, to see what we can come up with. And the people who will no doubt contact us now when they see what a success this event has been in terms of promoting people's work.
And it has been a success. And I think, we're right to be proud of it. We're right to have been, to blow our own trumpet here. I'm going to say thank you to everyone who's come. If you're listening to this after the event, thank you for coming down. It's a sincere, thank you. You didn't have to come down. You didn't have to support us, but you did. And of course, for those of you who write emails, who wanted to be here and so on and so forth, come next year. Organize your trip. I'm sure it'll be around the same day. We can't tell you now, but of course, it's been actually quite incredible. So let me just say, I've been talking to Vicky Kellaway, the author of Columbia, A Comedy of Errors, editor and contributor to Tales from... What's it called again?
Alone Together is the new collection coming out in November. Okay. And of course, Was Gabo an Irishman? Tales from Gabriel Garcia Marquez's Colombia. I think it's been a long day for Richard. Can't remember the name of his own book.
Yeah, I know. I've been on my feet all day long. I'm actually enjoying sitting down. And I can't remember anything. But this has been Colombia Calling, episode 203. Thank you so much for listening. Send an email. Send a tweet. Get in touch with us on Facebook. We're always responding. I know you've enjoyed it. I've had some good feedback for episode 202 with the Peace Corps volunteers in Mompox. We'll be back next week with more interesting people, I believe. We'll be interviewing academics and professionals who are experts on the Colombian paramos. So that will be an environmental piece for next week in episode 204. So keep listening. Thank you again, and goodbye.